We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Crashing the boards and laying it home. Go coast to coast, Euro stepping to the corner. Sims for three. Mazingo nails the triple.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall. We hope you're all having a great Thursday evening. Now, for this presentation of Pendleton Heights Arabians basketball, we will take on the Yorktown Conference Tigers. Both teams sit at 5-12, 0-5 in conference play this season. Someone's bound to get a conference victory tonight.
Yep, they are. They're looking to get ahead, try to move up in the conference right now. They both sit at 0-5, so a win would propel them either into the second to last or, if you lose, last spot. So each team just looking to get that one step further towards as they go to sectionals.
Yeah, loser in this one's going to fall to last in the conference. Winner will go to second to last. Right now they're tied, both sitting at 5-12. For Pendleton Heights, they're on a 6 losing streak. They lost their last one to Hamilton Southeastern. That one, they got down early and they couldn't battle back. Braden Totten and Maverick Young had 17 apiece. They really let the three fly, and that's what led to Pendleton Heights' demise. On the flip side of the thing for the Yorktown Tigers, their last game was against Carroll. They lost that one on the road, and you know, it's been tough for both of these teams to get up a win, but for Pendleton Heights, they've only got 6 games left in their season. In the regular season, they can only tie going 500 on the year. And, you know, it's pretty tough for both of these teams. They're both fairly even. They have the same record, which might make tonight much more of a game.
Yeah, well, it's going to be what I see as a defensive battle. Both teams are going to try to get at it early. There's probably going to be a lot of fouls as Pendleton Heights in their last game against Hamilton Southeastern. They had 19 fouls on the game. So this team plays very physically, and they're going to try to get up on the boards and get some blocks, steals, anything they can get to beat this team.
Yeah, I mean, going into tonight, most people don't have this on their boards as one of the more competitive high school basketball games in the nation tonight. But I think it's really going to be a sleeper of a game in that sort of scenario. Of course, it is going to be more of a defensive battle. In the last game for the Yorktown Tigers, they only scored 36 points. The night previous, they scored 61. It's back and forth. You really can't expect anything out of these two teams because they've been so inconsistent the past while. And when inconsistency meets each other, you don't know what to expect. Tonight can go any direction.
Yeah, I feel like you can chalk that inconsistency up to who they've played. Pendleton Heights has the 18th highest strength of schedule in the state right now. So they're playing these tougher games. They have a lower record, but this is a pretty strong team who they can get out and really achieve what they set their mind to.
Yeah, I mean, for Pendleton Heights, they have the biggest opponent win record so far in the state, meaning if you total up all their opponents' records, it's the highest in the state by far. That is a test to how great their schedule was this year. But for Yorktown, they have 9 common opponents with Pendleton Heights. Neither team has beat a single one. I mean, that's Delta, Guerin Catholic, Greenfield Central, Anderson, Wapahani, Westfield. The list goes on. These two teams have played very tough opponents, and they have yet to have a good season from it. Well, you know, we're Pendleton Heights broadcasters. We see a lot of Pendleton Heights games. They compete in all of them. The final score might not show it. But in a very few games, I think at Greenfield Central, where they really didn't compete, there's very few games where they're out of it, and this game's going to be real close till the end.
I mean, even if you look at that Hamilton Southeastern game, Pendleton Heights was just scoring 4 less points per quarter, pretty much every quarter. So it was actually a quite close game, but just them losing each quarter, you just can't really amount to winning a basketball game off of that.
We're going to take a quick break. In the meantime, Michael Hooker got the chance to sit down with Coach Buck, head coach of the Arabian boys basketball team, break down tonight's proceedings versus Conference Yorktown. So stay tuned for that interview. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Don't miss out. A new episode of WEEM Weekly comes out bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We interview those within the school and around the community.
It's always great to work with people that you actually
like.
You can find the latest episode of WEEM Weekly anywhere podcasts can be found.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly podcast.
91.7 WEEM.
back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to the pregame show. My name is Michael Hooker. Alongside me is head coach of the varsity basketball team, Coach Buck. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
So getting things started, you guys are coming off of a pretty tough week. You guys played Greenfield Central on the road Friday night, and then you came home and played a tough Hamilton Southeastern team. Could you really speak on what you saw from your team last week between those two games?
Well, as I talked about Monday night in the coaches show, played two very good opponents, two opponents that played extremely well, especially Greenfield. They jumped all over us, played well in all areas of the game, and put a whooping on us. And then our kids bounced back. I thought gave great effort against Hamilton Southeastern. I just thought that Hamilton Southeastern was more physical, stronger than what we were, more consistent as far as on the two-point attempts around the basket. I thought Southeastern did a great job of finishing around the rim, whereas we struggled with some of that. I was pleased, as I have been in each and every one of our games, with exception of possibly the Shelbyville game. I've talked about how our team has been competitive. I think that our team has played hard, played to win. At times we start off sluggish and slow and pick it up as the game goes along. We're working towards getting more consistent effort that we're looking for 32 minutes. But overall, I've been pleased with the way our team has played and the way our team has competed.
Yeah, and obviously you guys have Yorktown tonight. You guys are coming up towards the end of the schedule. You're getting into the back half of the schedule with the home game tonight against Yorktown. What are you really hoping to build upon from last week with this week?
Well, once again, you know, I've held true to the goal of trying to get better each week. And you know, sometimes it sounds like coaches all say that, but it's true. I think, yeah, that's the way you gauge your team, not only in games, but in practice. Are you seeing improvements? Are you seeing a team that is building on confidence? That obviously is an area that's hard to do when you're losing like we are. We've lost, what, five or six in a row now. But the thing about this team is, their confidence, they really have not shown that. They've had a positive attitude. Each Monday when we come in after a weekend of play, I'm always concerned as to what type of team is going to show up. Are they going to have their heads down because of a loss over the weekend or two losses? But this team has not done that. They have bounced back. They've kept a positive attitude. And for the most part, we've had good practices each and every day. We may have one practice that we don't practice as well in a week's time. But overall, it's been very competitive, and I couldn't ask for more than that. As we've talked many a times, I'm realistic. We played an extremely tough schedule. The remaining six games that we have, I would say after seeing all of them play, they're not as good as some of the teams that we played prior to this. But every one of the teams that we have left on our schedule are more than capable of beating us. But at the same time, we stack up very well against them, probably more so than what the teams we played earlier in the season. So we have the opportunity to beat them as well. So it's going to be competitive. It's going to be night in, night out, the team that comes the closest to executing on the offensive end and working on the defensive end and winning the board battle, that's going to come out victorious in the remaining six games that we have.
Yeah, and then, you know, speaking a little bit more about your matchup with Yorktown tonight, you guys, you constantly talk about winning the board battle. And that's been kind of a key focus for the team this year. Obviously not having somebody that is about 6'6", 6'7", like you did last year with Gustin and Laravia. This year, it seems like you guys have struggled a little bit in some games on the boards when you have a team with somebody that's taller. What's really your goal going into these last six games with getting more rebounds?
Well, that's another stat. You know, Shelbyville out-rebounded us. Greenfield out-rebounded us. We've had some teams that have out-rebounded us, but we've been right there with them. It's close. The two games I just mentioned, they dominated us and almost doubled us in rebounds. But for the most part, that's an area that I think we've improved. When you're undersized like that, we've talked in past radio shows, it comes down to the block off. and then your aggressiveness of releasing that block off and getting to the loose ball when it comes off the rim. And I think both of those areas, block off and release, we have improved. When we do that, we have been competitive on the boards. When we haven't, then those are the games that we have struggled. But this is another one of those games. We're not totally undersized in this game, but Buckholder, a player that they have named Buckholder, and Barnes, they're both very physical, strong and physical, and that can be a concern for some of our players. As Sean is a player that doesn't shy away from that physical play because he's strong himself, but some of our other players, it bothers them when they play somebody that's a little bit stronger or more physical, a little bit rougher. So I worry about Buckholder and Barnes. They're very good on the boards. They're also very good at shaping up in the paint. And if we allow them to get the ball in front of the rim, both of those young men for Yorktown are capable of scoring, and we will struggle with that. So we're going to have to do a good job of side fronting and keeping the ball out of that low post, or it'll be a long night for us.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coach Buck. But that will do it. So good luck tonight and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, Michael.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, the rest of the pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
Can't make it to the game? Be sure to tune in to the ASN Coaches Show every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. hosted by the WEEM sports staff, as they talk to athletes and coaches about winter sports and keep you up to date on all things Arabian athletics. Listen today on Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Back to Joe Buck Court from Pendleton Heights High School. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside my co-host Jeffrey Kirkendall. Let's take a look at both of these coaches. So for Pendleton Heights, of course, their coach Joe Buck, in his 20th season, sits with 251 wins under his belt to 94 losses, six sectional titles, one regional title all the way back in 2000. And then on the flip side of things, for the Yorktown Tigers, Matt Moulton, in his sixth year here, he's tied 68-68 apiece. He will be over 500, either a winner or a loser after tonight. One sectional title under his reign. That one came in 2022.
Yeah, the coaches, I mean, Joe Buck, obviously, storied coach for Pendleton Heights. He's got a great record here. And then on the flip side, Matt Moulton looking to get over 500 for the Tigers. And we'll see if he can do that here tonight.
Yeah, so of course, last time these two teams met, it was at Yorktown. Pendleton Heights won that one. And since 2020, they've traded off. You know, Pendleton gets a win, then Yorktown, Pendleton, Yorktown, vice versa. And if that continues, it means Yorktown, with the same trend, would get the win tonight here at home.
I mean, yeah, there's always the trends going back to the last 40 years. Pendleton Heights has kind of owned this matchup, 27-14. So, I mean, they're just looking to expand, get that conference win that they desperately need. And on Yorktown is also trying to do the same thing, as they just want to get one step further into the Hoosier Heritage Conference.
Yeah, and then yet again for Pendleton Heights, they don't have the height advantage. That's going to be something you're going to hear for them for the rest of the season, if not the whole past season that you've been here in these broadcasts. Yorktown's got multiple players over 6 feet. Nate Tyler, the senior guard, standing at 6 foot. Ryan Burkholder, 6'1", junior. Connor Roray, 6'3". It struggles when you go against a team that's much taller than you. You know, they're going to have a better chance at the boards and box outs. But for Pendleton Heights, you got to keep the hustle at 100 at all times. I'm looking at a Sean Singh. He had a bit of an off night against Hamilton Southeastern, but last time they got out-rebounded 28-15, and they're not going to win another basketball game if it keeps up like that.
I mean, with those rebounds against Hamilton Southeastern, Hamilton Southeastern got 12 offensive rebounds, which, I mean, you got to get on those boards if you're the defense, because you can't allow those second-chance points from your opposing team. And that's really where the win lies, is who can get more of those second chance opportunities at the basket so that...
Yeah, now looking at the rankings of both of these teams, the class rank for Pendleton Heights ranked 61 in the 4A class. Important to mention for Yorktown, they are a 3A school. They play a fair few 1A schools, and then, you know, if they haven't They had two 1A schools, Cowan and Westdale, in the middle of their schedule. They haven't had those. They might have been on a big loss streak. Of course, going into that, they had lost eight straight. Then they played Westdale and Cowan, won both of those pick-me-up games, and then they've lost five since then. So important to mention, but on tonight, they don't play 1A schools. They play 2A at lowest occasionally, and then they'll play 4A and 3A. That's just who they are. And then for Yorktown, I mean, you're picking up some scrappy wins against 1A schools, but you know that really shows the difference in these two teams based on schedule-wise.
I mean, yeah, that strength of schedule is always in any sport, really. They'll talk about strength of schedule and how it plays an impact into that record with Pendleton Heights at 18th strength of schedule. So, you know, they're playing these harder games, and Yorktown has 62nd strength of schedule. So, you know, they have those 1A schools, kind of the pick-me-up games, but then, you know, they also have all these big 4A schools like Westfield and Carroll and those kind of schools that just, they kind of hammer you down with how big they are. So that's something to look out for.
Yeah, now force for the Arabians, their leading scorer, Cooper Sims. Haven't seen him since that Shelbyville game came out after the first quarter of that one, dealing with some problems. I believe he might play tonight. We're seeing him warm up actively. I haven't had a chance to talk to Coach Buck about that. I know recently, about a week or so ago, I talked to him, and he wasn't going to be seen in the Greenfield Central nor Hamilton Southeastern game. But that was about a week ago. They've had a little bit of time off. Cooper Sims has been active in practice and slowly coming back, and now we're seeing him warm up. So I would expect him to get some minutes tonight. I don't know if he'll get the full start. You know, of course, you know, you're trying to get your players slowly back into integration. We'll see if he plays at 100% tonight or if they see if he gets reduced minutes. We'll tell you what we see.
I hope he does. I mean, 18 points per game, like, those are kind of those points that, you know, when you kind of, like, leave them on the bench. So some of these close losses, you know, they could have been turned around, but, you know, it's just always how the game goes. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Buck mentioned to us when Cooper Sims is on the bench, that's 18, almost 19 points just sitting on your bench behind you. That one, number one, demotivates your team. He came down in that Shelbyville game. They lost that one by 20. He thinks that one would have gone a different way. Once Sims went down, his whole team looked a little deflated and didn't play up to their standard, which he thought. And that really does something to your team when your number one's checked out of it. He said that Hamilton Southeastern game could have gone the other way. Cooper Sims plays that night. So he'll play a big part of tonight as both teams slowly heading to their bench as the clock pregame winds down. I think it's also important to mention Yorktown 0-3 at away games so this year. When they're on the road, they haven't seen too much success, but we'll see if that continues into tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Pendleton Heights is 3-6 at home. I mean, they get that home crowd to kind of amp them up, you know, the band, the cheerleaders, all of that goes into effect in any sport. Home field advantage is a huge part. And we'll see what Pendleton Heights can do here at home.
Now we got a great game ahead of you. 5-12 versus 5-12. One of these teams is going to get their first conference win tonight. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Around the hoop, tonight's broadcasters, and live score updates.
Follow us today.
Don't miss a minute of PHHS basketball by following us on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll.
91.7 WEEM.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion-dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Javen Barnes. 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School for this presentation of Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall. We hope you are all having a great Thursday evening, are ready for this conference matchup. 5-12 Yorktown on the road to Pendleton Heights to take on the Arabians. Starting for them is going to be Cooper Sims. He'll play tonight. Official call from the PA announcer, Mr. Hunkler. Cooper Sims, he puts up 18 a game. They're really going to need him tonight.
I mean, yeah, you get those 18 points on the bench, and that can have a huge impact in a game like this.
Now, the rest of the starters for Pendleton tonight, it's going to be Ashawn Singh, the junior forward. After that, Evan Mazingo, the senior guard. Then Joe Estes, another senior forward. Finally, Hayden Fox, the junior guard. And then looking on the other side of things for Yorktown, Mason Trammell, the sophomore guard. Ephraim Doherty, the senior guard, also played receiver for the football team. Then Evan Manor, the senior forward. Ryan Burkholder, the junior forward. And then Javen Barnes, the junior forward. Lots of junior forwards on their team. Now Estes, as well as Javen Barnes in the tip circle. Crowd getting hype here. Yet again, I mentioned Pendleton Heights doesn't have the height advantage, but in the circle, Javen Barnes, as well as Joe Estes, similar heights. I guess 6'1 for both of them. Tip is up, and we are live. Pendleton Heights will start with it. Here's Mason Trammell. Dishes it out right side, Ephraim. Doherty guarded by Sims. Ephraim will dish it right side. Trammell inside, gives it to Javen Barnes. Barnes trying to back down Singh. Spin move in the paint. Tries a two-point shot. No good. Rebound, Hayden Fox. Fox dishes it right side for Sims. Sims steps back, gives it right back to Fox. Fox to Mazingo. Mazingo will feed it to Sims. Sims back to Fox. Fox is going to drive inside. Pull up from the charity stripe. No good. Rebound, Javen Barnes. Dishes it right side to Trammell. Trammell inside looking for Evan Manor. Manor's going to take it, dish it to the left corner. He finds Doherty. Doherty to Burkholder. Now we'll hand it off back to Doherty. Top of the key, moving right side. Feeds it. Trammell inside, guarded by Mazingo. Trammell underneath, going to look for Doherty. Stolen away by the Arabians. Cooper Sims going the other direction. He's got it, top of the key, step back shot, three-pointer, good for Sims.
Exactly what you need here in a defensive battle. You want a quick start on offense. Try to get those threes up and going.
Here's Trammell inside, guarded by Mazingo. Top of the key, moving around, he'll hand it off to Doherty. Doherty guarded by Sims. Penetrating inside, trying to use his jab step, he'll step back. Top of the key now. Zips it right side for Trammell. Trammell to Burkholder. Guarded by Estes. Burkholder zips it to the top of the key. Javen Barnes. Barnes guarded by Singh. Flips it left side. Right back to Burkholder. Burkholder's going to take a mid-range high arc on that one. It hit the top strap. It'll be a dead ball even though it went in. Pretty rare you see like shot like that, just absolutely high-pointed it, hit the strap, holding up the goalpost, rules it a dead ball, kind of stole a bucket from him. Now Hayden Fox gives it to Sims, deep three ball for Sims. Cooper Sims is back, answers with six straight.
I mean, he's been out for so long, he's looking for that quick start to amp him up for this game.
Here's Trammell, guarded closely by Mazingo, dishes it inside. Misconnection on the pass to Doherty. It'll roll out of bounds. The Arabians will take over after two straight threes from Cooper Sims. Here's Hayden Fox, guarded by Trammell. Underneath, finds Mazingo. Mazingo off the double team. We'll give it to Fox. Fox steps inside, swings it underneath for Singh. Singh lobs at the board. Good for two. 8-0 the score. 6 minutes remain here left in the first. Tremel angling to the rim. He'll step back. Doesn't like his look. Now, pass picked off. Hayden Fox. Fast break layup off the board. No good. Rebound, Jabin Barnes, guarded closely by Singh, crossing the midline. He'll hand it off this time. Burkholder inside. Barnes. Barnes to the corner. Finds Noah Long. Long to Manor. Manor inside. Barnes. Barnes going to try a spin move in the paint. He'll throw up a two. No good. Rebound to Sean Singh. Kicks it out to Mazingo. Into Sims for the corner three. Good yet again for Sims. And just like that, timeout's going to be a call. The Arabians on an 11 straight run with 5 minutes, 28 seconds remaining here in the first. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. Yorktown off the inbound. Fountain Heights shows out the start. 11-0 run. 5 minutes, 24 seconds on the clock here. It's going to be Burkholder. Holder dishes it inside. Roway. Roway to Barnes. Perimeter. Barnes inside to Ephraim Doherty. Doherty kicks it out for Burkholder. He wants to go inside. He's got to get past Estes. He's going to try a step-back shot. No good. Rebound, Cooper Sims. Yorktown yet to make a shot. 3.5 minutes so far into this game. Here's Mazingo on the logo. Going to feed it to Fox. Fox moving the other direction. Gets it in the hands of Sims. Sims looking around for an open target. He'll swing it to Estes. Estes back to Sims. Into the corner to Fox. Three ball for Fox. Green! 14 zip, 4 minutes, 35 seconds remain here in the first. Here's Ephraim Doherty looking for an open target. He'll take a step back, 3-point shot, trying to return with a three of his own. This one misfire, rebound Hayden Fox. Fox to Estes to Mazingo, 3-point shot, missed off the mark. Now Ephraim will try to recover. Barnes will fall to the ground. Ref's going to stop play.
Seems right now it's clear Pendleton Heights had a fire inside of them after these few losses, and they're just getting out, and they're going super quick with the three from Fox and three threes from Sims.
Now off the inbound, here's Mazingo. Rides to the rim, good for two and one, Evan Mazingo. Evan Mazingo quickly off the inbound. Scores a big bucket for the Arabians. Here's Mason Trammell, the sophomore guard, guarded closely by Mazingo. Dishes it inside to Burkholder. Burkholder's going to pass it deep. Stolen by Mazingo off the fast break. He gives it to Estes. Estes tries to hit Sims. Ball will roll out of bounds. Stay with Pendleton Ice. Last touch on a Yorktown Tiger. Up 16-0. 35. A lead that big would initiate a running clock. Of course, we got a long way to go for that. Still the first quarter, but just keep you updated. Here's Mazingo. Gives it to Singh. Singh inside, back to Mazingo. Using his left hand, throws up a hook. Good from the elbow, Evan Mazingo.
Mazingo is one of those players you got to watch. He was a big show out for Pendleton Heights when Sims was gone, and he's going to be a good player in this matchup.
Barnes goes inside, has to get past Singh. Singh will miss. Scratch that. Barnes will miss, guarded by Singh. Some great defense by the junior. Arabians will take it up the other end. Here's Hayden Fox trying to spin move from the perimeter. Flashy pass inside to Mazingo. 2 points more for the Arabians that lead by 20. 3 minutes and 18 remain. Here's Tremel inside. Can't find an open shot. Dishing it out. 3 point range for Roway. No good. Rebound. Pendleton Heights. Here's Mazingo crossing the timeline. We'll give it to Fox. Fox on the logo, guarded by Tremel. Swings it underneath to Mazingo. Mazingo, be careful, doesn't he get a backcourt violation? He'll feed it to Sims. Sims, deep, thinks about a three, doesn't want to try it. Flicks it to Fox. Fox inside looking for Estes. Ball will be on the ground. Kickball violation on Yorktown. Pendleton Heights will keep it. Fox to inbound.
Yorktown already looks a little distraught after this huge run by Pendleton Heights to start out the game.
Sims looks to hold on to it, up 20-0. 2 minutes, 40 seconds remain here to first. Here's Singh. We'll give it to Sims in the corner. Inside, Sean Singh makes a shot under the basket. Good for two. Now moving the other direction. Here's Yorktown on the scoring end of things. They give it to Jabin Barnes, guarded closely by Singh. Barnes looking for an open target, scanning. He'll give it to Burkholder, guarded closely by Sims. Burkholder dishes it, perimeter, looking inside for Doherty. Doherty finds Manor. Manor tries a two-pointer, no good. Rebound to Sean Singh, flicks it to Sims. Sims, three-pointer, knocks it down. Another timeout called, this time still Yorktown. Arabians lead 25-0. With a minute 57 left to play here in the first, I don't believe I've ever seen a lead this dominant for the Arabians. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
As student athletes, we've learned a thing or two about work ethic.
That's because we have a lot to balance between being students and being athletes.
Engaging in class and in practice.
Studying our textbooks and our opponents.
Strengthening our minds and our bodies. I'm Jake Timman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School.
And I'm McKenna Cruz from Greenwood High School. As students and as athletes, we work hard to manage our time effectively, to maintain our grades and our eligibility, and to prepare for tests on and off the field.
We can't do any of it without putting in the work every single day.
High school sports instill a strong work ethic because being a student and being an athlete demands excellence in both.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nardi. Join us by being a champion of high school sports and support our student athletes by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is working hard in the classroom. This is working hard on the playing field. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here into the first quarter. A minute left to play. Sims tries a three. Sorry about that abrupt break for Pendleton Heights. Up 28-0. Evan Mazingo hit a three while we were away. Instantly off the inbound. Pendleton Heights leads big here. Yorktown out of inbound. Still with nothing left in the first.
I don't think I've seen anything like this. This is just an absolute barrage from the Arabians to start the game. And the Tigers are going to have to try really hard to dig themselves out of this one.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. And it's the first quarter, Jeffrey. Now here's Tremel, guarded closely by Mazingo. He'll dish it out right side to Manor. Manor in the hands of Burkholder. Burkholder outside to Roway. Three-point range. He's going to be locked up. Have to flip it right side to Burkholder. Burkholder trying to spin move in the paint. No call. 2 points scored for Yorktown. First shot of the game with 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Here's Estes. Gives it to Gray. Gray to Fox. Fox flips it to Mazingo. Mazingo scanning around, looking for an open target. He gives it to Gray. Gray quickly back to Fox. Top of the key. 9 seconds remain. 7, 6. In the hands of Gray. Flips it to Fox. Fox has to make a move here. Gives it to Gray last second. Step back shot. Buzzer beater. No good. The score after the first, 28-2. Pendleton Heights has the most dominant lead that I think I've seen all season. We're going to take a quick break at the half. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall. Now, Jeffrey, 28-2 the score. Pendleton Heights has one of the biggest leads that they've had all season.
I mean, Pendleton Heights just looking for that dominance early. They got Sims back, and he really wanted to make a statement in this one. He shot 4 threes. I mean, he was 4 for 4 from three, and just getting those points back that he missed when he was gone.
Yeah, I think he missed playing varsity minutes, of course. Had some complications in that Shelbyville game. We haven't seen him in about 2 weeks. Rabian sink the court yet again. 8 minutes back on the clock in the second quarter. Here, Hayden Fox. Fox will give it to Mazingo. Mazingo, top of the key. Gives it to Baker. Baker, hand off to Fox. Fox going to look inside. He'll kick it out to Hannaford. Hannaford back to Baker. Baker around the perimeter, guarded closely by Barnes. Baker will feed it to Fox. Fox scanning for an open target, and he finds Gray. Gray looking inside, penetrating at the rim, just off the mark. Couldn't get it to fall how he wanted. Now rebound Yorktown. Moving the other way, here's Burkholder. Guarded closely by Gray, feeds it. Top of the key, Mason Trammell. Trammell to Doherty. Doherty to Manor. Manor looking around for an open target. He'll find Zayden Zoud. Zoud back to Trammell. Trammell top of the key, slings it. Manor. Manor inside, outside to Zoud. Zoud on the perimeter, guarded by Baker. Pendleton Heights is not letting anything get closer than the three-point range. Now Trammell. Switch off. Gives it to Estes. Estes inside, going to block. Rabian switched off defenders there. Created a lane for Trammell at the basket. Estes got back in time, prevented the shot. Now moving the other direction. Here's Hayden Fox, top of the key. Feeds it to Gray, guarded by Trammell. Gray trying to spin move on the perimeter. Gives it to Fox. Fox wants to go inside. He'll be stopped. Who flips it right side to Gray on the right corner. Gray will drive in and get a nice layup for himself. 2 points more for Brant Gray.
Arabian's not stopping in this second quarter. They're just looking to get after it.
Here's Trammell. Inside, dishes it to the corner. Zayden Zal, three-point range, little too much on it. Evan Mazingo will get the rebound, slowing things down now, passing the center line. He feeds it to Fox. Fox using his speed, angling inside, throws it up with his right hand. Flashy finish for Hayden Fox, and one. Arabians lead by 30.
Wow.
Wild.
Yeah, didn't think that'd be said in this second quarter, but here we are.
Yet again, I mentioned 35 is where the running clock comes into implement. Pendleton Heights sits 5 points away. Could be four with Hayden Fox here at the line. He cashes in his and one. Cooper Sims checks into the game. Hayden Fox comes out. That foul will be awarded to Zayden Zown, a freshman guard for Yorktown. First foul of the game for either team. Here's Trammell. Gives it to Barnes, top of the key. Barnes guarded by Hannaford. Barnes back to Trimble, three-point range. Cross-court pass for Zoud. Zoud guarded by Baker. Can't get an open look. Feeds it to Manor. Manor inside, guarded by Gray. Manor's going to be locked up. Ball will go out of bounds. They'll say last touches on Brant Gray. Brant Gray holds his hands up. I didn't do it. Ref makes the call. Yorktown will keep it. Barnes looking for an open target. Flips it underneath the Manor. Manor will put down a bucket. 33-4, Pendleton Heights leads, 5 minutes, 37 seconds. Have yet to try a three here on this possession. Here's Hannaford, guarded by Sims. Sims inside, looking around, spin move towards the basket, kicks it out to Gray. Gray, three-point range, wants to drive inside. He'll be stopped, gives it to Sims. Sims to Hannaford, three ball, Hannaford trifecta! 36-4, 5 minutes and 12 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Now Tremel kicks it out to Zoud. Back in the hands of Tremel. Deep three for Tremel. Trifecta clean. Here's Sims. Hand off to Baker. Baker inside using a finish. Good. Sam Baker very contested there. No fouls called. He puts it down clean. Here's Tremel, guarded by Sims. Moving around on the three-point range. Travel's going to be called on Tremel. Multiple substitutions going to be made for Yorktown. Pendleton Heights will now take over after the travel violation.
Fouls haven't played as big of a part in this game as the last couple ones for Pendleton Heights. There's only been about three fouls combined for both teams, so it's playing very clean tonight.
Here's Sims cutting inside using his physicality. Not usually what you see from Sims. Usually it's speed, really, and gets a two-point bucket off that one. 40-7 the score. 4 minutes, 21 seconds remain in the half. Here's Tremel inside, gives it to Zoud. Zoud, handoff, top of the key, Tremel. Tremel kicks it out right side for Manor. Manor guarded by Gray on the right wing, back top of the key for Tremel. Tremel left side for Zoud. Zoud guarded by Baker. Baker not letting Zoud get any breathing room. Zoud's going to kick it underneath the Barnes. Barnes guarded by Estes. Spin move around. Barnes is going to be blocked. Joe Estes. They will call a foul. This one awarded to Joe Estes, his first, team's first of the game. Barnes will go to the line. 72% from the charity stripe. Nails is first. Go, 40-8 the score. 3 minutes, 54 seconds remain in this second quarter. I don't really think anyone expected this kind of a start from Pendleton Heights.
No, they didn't. This one has just been an absolute annihilation to start.
Here's Sam Baker. Hands it off to Brant Gray. Gray feeds it to Sims. Sims can barely hold on to it. He drives inside, throws up an alley-oop for Estes. Estes puts it down. Looked a little awkward and complicated there, but Pendleton Heights succeeded nonetheless. Here's Tremel. Hands it off to Zoud. Zoud trying to use his speed inside. Will kick it out for Roway. Three-point range off the mark. Rebound, Sam Baker. Baker moving the other direction. Going to throw up a lob to the bucket. No good. Rebound, mate. Nate Tyler. Tyler looking for an open target. Ball will almost roll out of his hands. Zayden Zoud will end up with it for Yorktown. Zoud will give it to Barnes on the left wing, guarded by Estes. Barnes had the last 2 points from the line. Barnes kicks it to Manor. Manor, three-point range. This one bounces off the rim. Interference going to be called because it hit the big pole that's holding up the goalpost. So usually you don't see that at all in a basketball game. It's happened twice tonight. Yorktown really robbed out of two possessions now. They shot the shot. 42-8. Here's a Sean Singh driving inside. We'll kick it out. Brant Gray, three-point shot just off the mark. Yorktown's going to recover. Moving the other direction. Here's Tremel. Tremel to Roway. Roway to Zoud. Zoud inside. Moves at the bucket. No good. Rebound Barnes. Barnes going to try the putback. No good. Now moving back the other direction. Here's a Sean Singh. Spin move towards the basket. And one. No good. went around a few times and out. Sean Singh's going to go to the line. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. You are listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back. Sean Singh at the line made his first foul. It's going to be credited to Jabin Barnes of Yorktown, his second team, second of the quarter. 44-8 the score here. Pendleton Heights leads big. 2 minutes, 13 seconds remain in the half. Here, Zhao going to kick it to Burkhold. Burkholder right back into the hands of Zhao. We'll give it last second to Rowe. Rowe is going to try a three top of the key. Rebound, Brant Gray. Gray, using his speed, going to go inside. He'll hand it off to Singh. Singh kicks it out to the corner for Cooper Sims. Sims is going to try to move towards the bucket. Foul is going to be called. Cooper Sims draws one of his own. He'll go to the line now.
Something they talk about this Pendleton Heights team is their three-point shooting, but really what we're seeing in the stages of the second quarter is their physicality. They're getting to the bucket, drawing those fouls, scoring those points, and exactly what they need to keep themselves on top.
Cooper Sims out the line. Cash is in. First one. Now officially with running clock as Pendleton Heights has a lead by 35. As Pendleton Heights is going to make a substitution with Isaac Weaver in the game now. 46-8. Minute 48 remains here. In the second quarter, Pendleton Heights leads big. Here's Ephraim Doherty, guarded closely by Gray. Doherty's going to kick it out to Rowe. Rowe to Manor, guarded closely by Gray. Manor going to give it to Ephraim. Ephraim to Zhao. Zhao, three-point range, goes inside, tries a mid-range J, no good. Rebound, Sam Baker. Baker up the other end. Here, Sean Singh. Quick handoff, going to be stolen away, Zhao. Zhao's going to have to hold on to it on the fast break. Baker in his face. He tries a two, no good. Rebound, Ephraim Doherty. Doherty's going to try to put up a shot. Yoinked away the other direction by Singh. Singh's going to kick it to Hannaford. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Yorktown. 59 seconds and counting. Here's Zhao. Zhao to Burkholder. Burkholder, deep three. Just off the mark. Rebound, Isaac Weaver. 50 seconds and continuing. Crossing the center line, moving quickly, kicks it to Hannaford in the corner. Hannaford to Baker, right wing. Baker spinning inside, will give it to Gray. Gray thinks about a three, he's going to move inside, stops, he's locked up, has to hand it off to Weaver, top of the key. Weaver will feed it to Baker. Baker, handoff Sims. Sims to Weaver, yet again. Weaver's got an open three-point shot. He exercises it, no good. 25 seconds, Yorktown moving the other way. Here, Burkholder, top of the key. Moving inside, trying a move at the bucket, good for two. 10 seconds and counting. Assume the Arabians are going to hold it here, 46-10. They lead by 36. Here's Gray, last second shot, just before the buzzer. No good. Arabians are going to lead 46-10 at the half. Stay tuned. Caitlin Cowan got the chance to sit down with Miss Babcock, the coach of the Unified Track team. Stay tuned to hear how their season's going. You're listening to Pendleton Heights, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up and in. Only three threes away from his 100th three-pointer. Sims working on Hamilton, hands it off to Cookson.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. I'm your host, Caitlin Cowan, and today I am here with
Carrie Babcock.
And today we're going to be talking about unified track. So you are the coach for the track team, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about your history with track.
All right. Well, I think this is our 10th year having it here at Pendleton Heights High School. The unified track team combines students with disabilities and students without disabilities on the same team. They compete as a team, not as, you know, the students are doing all the performing and like the typical students are the partners. They're both competing to get the best times, the best jumps, the best throws. And we only have five events in unified track. We have the 100, the 400, two relays that we do, a boys and girls 4x1 relay, then the shot put and the long jump.
Okay. So what made you want to coach track? Did you do it in high school?
No, okay. I did not. And in fact, unified track is something new to the IHSAA.
Oh, wow.
It's relatively new. I would say it's probably in its 12th or 13th year.
Okay.
And it became a thing. And our athletic director at the time came to me and said, "Do you have any interest in doing that?" And I said, "Yes, but I have no idea how to coach track." I said, "I know the students, but I don't know track." Mm-hmm. So over the years, I have had to teach myself about the track team, about what you do in track, how to get better at track, how to be successful. So that's been a learning experience for me.
How was your first year?
The first year was good. I think it was the first or second year we even went to state. So
wow.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good for your first year,
yeah.
considering you knew nothing about it.
Right, knew nothing about it. Now, there's been a lot more teams add on every year through this from different schools throughout Indiana. And so it keeps getting more and more popular as the years go by. So that's a good thing. We are the only school in Madison County that has unified track.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's crazy, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So we're kind of ahead in the game.
Yeah. That's a good point right there. So what do you love the most about track since you've been doing it for 10 years, you said?
So what I love most about unified track is the atmosphere is a little bit different. It's more like a family atmosphere versus a lot of the drama and real competitiveness you see on other teams where they're all about cheering each other on and trying new things and wanting the best for each other. So I think that's what I like best about it.
Yeah. I hear that a lot from like sports teams, especially the basketball teams and football teams.
Yes.
Like they are a family.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that's super important, especially when you're a part of any certain club, is to have that family.
Yes, you're exactly right.
So how many awards has our Arabians won? Do you know?
We have been to state three times.
Wow.
So that's pretty good for us.
Yeah.
Being a smaller school.
Yeah.
So we don't have the numbers like a Fishers or a Westfield does, but we're still competitive, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I think we're pretty impressive
for
some of our teams, considering we are a small school and like we go up against like Fishers or Avon or schools like that. So
I think you're right.
Yeah. So what is your advice to people who want to do track or want to join?
I would say give it a try.
Yeah.
Give it a try. A lot of people are timid at first, like, well, what does unified mean? How is that different than a typical track? Just give it a try.
Yeah.
Once you do it, you'll find out you're falling in love with it and you want to do it year after year?
See, I find that difficult because I'm not a sports person.
Yeah.
I do radio. That's the only kind of thing of sports I do. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have. But thank you so much for coming down and answering my questions.
You're quite welcome.
It's hard to believe that in 1972, fewer than 300,000 girls played high school sports in the U.S. It's true. Today, more than 3 million girls play high school sports, and it's all thanks to Title IX. When Title IX passed 50 years ago, it created a level playing field for women and girls in high school athletic programs. I'm Sandra Walter, a proud Brookville Greyhound, and I'm Carrie Rosati, a proud Roncalli Royal. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. We're also former athletic directors, so we understand the impact that high school sports have on the lives of teenage girls and how Title IX has paved the way for generations of female student athletes across the country, including right here in Indiana. Playing high school sports opens doors for girls on the playing field and beyond. We're both living proof that when girls are given the chance to play, they're given the chance to thrive.
This is empowerment. This is opportunity. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court on this Thursday evening. Pendleton Heights leaves 46-10. Here at the halftime break now alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I'm Zion Palmieri. Let's break this down a bit. Why is Pendleton Heights up? It's the three ball. Cooper Sims, 16 points, 4-for-5 from behind the arc.
I mean, the whole team, they're shooting 54% from three, which is, that's an amazing statistic. Most teams in games, they'll go about 35-40, so they're clearly doing above average in this game. But also on the flip side, Yorktown 1-for-9 from three. They're just not getting those ones to fall that they need.
I really don't think it's Yorktown's night, at least from behind the arc. 1-for-9, like you mentioned, and in total field goals, they've only hit three. They haven't gone to the line much at all. Pendleton Heights only committed one foul, usually something that they're a little more worried about. There's a little more, maintenance in their head of like, hey, we need to play a little more chill. We need to calm down a little, keep our hands to ourselves. But they've only got one foul for this half. If they finished out with two fouls, which they're on pace for, or only one, Coach Buck would come up here and talk about how happy he was. I guarantee it. That is exceptional basketball from Pendleton Heights.
Pendleton Heights are playing great, clean defense. Usually they'll have quite a few fouls, but in this game, they just don't really have that. So, that's huge for them. They're getting those blocks, those steals that they need, and they're just having really great defense from beyond the arc and inside the paint.
Yeah, everyone's getting a handle at the ball. Hayden Fox has 6. Ethan Hannaford's got 3. Gray, Estes, and Baker all have 2 apiece. Mazingo's got 9. Singh's got 6. When the game goes like this, everyone's hitting shots. The morale is high for Pendleton Heights, and it looks like they're going to bounce back with a conference win. But we still got 2 quarters left to play. Running clock officially is active tonight. Also something to mention, Pendleton Heights out-rebounded them 21-14 in this first half. 21 rebounds is insane for the first half of a basketball game. And it's just because Yorktown hasn't been able to hit a shot tonight.
Yeah, you're just looking for those rebounding opportunities, trying to beat the other team on that. And that's just led to a lot of those second chance points, offensive rebounds for Pendleton Heights that they've gotten.
We're going to take a quick break. When we return, second half action. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show, 91.7 WEEM.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show. Now here's the second half action on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School. Arabians up by a large margin, 36 points, if I can do math, 46-10. 8 minutes back on the clock here. Yorktown will take it here. Ephraim Doherty will throw it inside for Jabin Barnes. Barnes, guarded by Singh, will throw up a hook shot from the elbow. Good for two. 46-12, 7 minutes, 42 seconds remain. Here's Fox. Cuts it right side to Sims. Sims to Singh, top of the key. Sims has it now, guarded by Ephraim Doherty. Looking for an open target, back pedaling to the logo. Finds Singh. Singh inside to Gray. Gray to Estes. Estes outside into the corner. Mazingo. Mazingo looks inside for Singh. Singh's going to have it poked away. Grabs at his nose instantly. He's hurt on that one now. Off the other direction. Here's Fox. Fox gets a steal. Gives it to Sims. Sims three ball. That's going to stop play because of a Sean Singh. Singh got swiped, hit his face there, and Hayden Fox stole the possession right back for his teammate. I mean, all the hustle coming out of this game. I mean, I usually expect for boys' games to be very fast-paced and quickly moving. But into the half, already, I think, 5 points scored, not a minute left played.
Yorktown showing that they're not going to stop, and Pendleton Heights kind of responding to that by saying they won't either.
Yeah, for the Arabians, you got to keep your foot on the gas pedal. Don't let up at all with that. Ephraim Doherty angling to the basket. He's got a lane for himself. Not going to go in this time. Baker in the way. He'll take it the other direction. Move at the basket. Just off the mark. Joe S is there for the putback. 51-12. 6 minutes, 40 seconds left to play here in the third. Here's Barnes. Going to get a handoff to the paint. Kicks it out outside for Trammell. Trammell's not going to connect on the three ball. Rebound, Cooper Sims. Moving the other direction, Sims. Going to look for an open target. He finds Baker. Baker working inside. Kicks it out for Fox. Fox scanning the offense. Throws it inside for Estes. Estes looking for an open target. He can't find one. Throws it up around and out. Now moving the other direction. Here's Burkholder. Just skips out on the shot under the basket on that one. Now Sims. Kicks it to Mazingo. Mazingo, deep three, good on the trifecta.
This three-point shooting for Pendleton Heights is really what's gotten them this point so far.
Yeah, now here's Trammell. Guarded closely by Mazingo. Trammell will kick it out to Burkholder. Burkholder on the right wing, guarded closely by Baker. Will feed it to Ephraim Doherty. Doherty trying to shake off Cooper Sims using the jab step. Kicks it to Barnes. Deep three for Barnes on a rope. Jabin Barnes, 54-15, 5 minutes, 26 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Here's Hayden Fox. Kicks it to Baker on the left wing. Baker to Mazingo. Finds an open Sims who frees up a shot. 3 points, no good. Just rattled out here. Rebound Barnes. Barnes quickly to Burkholder on the right wing. Burkholder cross court. Rainbow pass. Finds Trammell. Trammell guarded by Sims. Blows past him to the basket. Good hook shot for Trammell. Good for two. 54-17, 4 minutes, 56 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Here, Fox trying to spin move in the paint. Flicks it to Cooper Sims. Open lane, good for two. Mid-range pull up.
Both teams kind of going back and forth now, which, I mean, is kind of what we expected to see in the first half, but, you know, didn't really happen.
That's not going to win in here for Yorktown. They're down big. They put themselves in a big hole. They got to claw back up. Now, Burkholder going to drill a nice three for him. 56-20. Yorktown starting to dig out. Pendleton Heights not necessarily neglecting the three ball. They're just driving inside of the rack a little bit more. Here's Baker. Has a look for three. Wants to go inside. He won't go there. Look to throw it inside last second for Estes. Foul is going to be called.
Rare foul here in this one. I mean, both teams playing extremely clean basketball.
Foul will be on Ryan Burkholder. His first, team's first of the quarter. Now inside. Here's Sims under the rim. Good for two. Cooper Sims, not a player you see too often under the net. Cash is in there. Now Burkholder on the three-point line. Dash is inside. Foul's going to be called. He'll go to the line for two. see who they award the foul to. It'll be the first of the quarter. They credit Sam Baker there. Now shooting a pair, here's Burkholder. Nails his first. Cooper Sims going to take to the bench now. Coach Buck talking to him, patting him on the chest. Quite the performance Cooper Sims has had tonight. Had 16 in the first half. Here's Tremel. No good on the second free throw for Burkholder. Tremel gets it initially. He tries a three, no good, moving the other direction. Here's Mazingo, hands it off to Estes. Estes inside, good for two. Joe Estes clears the board. 60-21, 3 minutes, 17 left to play here in the third. Now, here's Burkholder, kicks it out, outside, looking for Ephraim Doherty. Doherty will go underneath, try to hit Barnes. Barnes recovers last second, puts it up for two. No good. Foul. It's going to be called. Barnes will go to the line for a pair. Foul will be credited to Hayden Fox, his first team, second of the quarter. Pelton Heights been pretty decent tonight on keeping them hands to themselves. And now just starting to pull back the other direction. Two fouls within, I'd say, about 2 minutes of each other. Here's Fox, guarded closely by Tremel. Using Mazingo's screen, Fox will kick it right side to Gray. Excuse me, Gray in the corner, looking for an open target, locked up by Burkholder. Gray will kick it around the horn, outside for Mazingo. Three-point shot for Mazingo. Rattles out now. Moving the other direction, here's Yorktown. Javin Barnes. Kicks it to Tremel. Tremel underneath looking for Doherty. Swiped away by Hayden Fox. Up the opposite end. Now Mazingo inside looking for a hop step bucket. No good. He'll go to the line for two. Pendleton Heights swipes away a possession and draws 2 points for the charity stripe for Evan Mazingo. Mazingo at the line, cashes his first. One of the better free throw shooters for Pendleton Heights. We saw in that HSE game when, you know, both teams were handing out fouls left and right, Evan Mazingo was the only saving grace for the Arabians, but it was just a little too much. Two for two for Mazingo. He'll check out of the game. Had quite the performance so far tonight. We're seeing some more youth check in for Pendleton Heights. Ethan Hannaford, I say more youth as Hannaford checks in a senior, but we are seeing some youth. Gray's a sophomore, Fox a junior, Baker another junior. Here's Burkholder, guarded closely by Tremel. Tremel kicks it to Doherty. Doherty on the left wing inside to Barnes. Barnes spin move over Singh. Barnes puts it down for two.
That's the play you want if you're Yorktown. Go be physical. Get out there. You know you're down by a lot, but you still got to go get out there and make those plays.
Here's Fox. Kicks it to Gray. Gray, top of the key. Feeds it left side for Hannaford. Hannaford quickly swings it right side for Gray. Gray feeds it inside for Fox. Fox zips it right back outside for Gray. Gray's three just out. Little too much on it. Now moving the other direction. Here's Tremel. Step back. Three-pointer. Bullseye! Tremel. Nothing but net on that one. Clean as day. 62-28. Yorktown slowly coming back. Minute left to play here in the third quarter. Baker underneath the Singh. Singh swings it for Gray. Defender in the way. Ball will go out of the bounce. Clock keeps moving. Isaac Weaver will check into the game. He will also inbound the ball. 42 seconds and counting. Pendleton Heights has all the time to waste. Inside, here's Hannaford. Top of the key. Kicks it right side for Gray. Ball will fall out of Gray's hands. Out of bounds. Moving a little too quick on that one. Gray couldn't clamp it down. 62-28, Pendleton Heights up big. 20 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Here's Jabin Barnes. Guarded closely by Singh, will kick it out to Tremel. Tremel to Doherty in the corner. Doherty inside to Barnes. Barnes outside to Burkholder. Good for three. Scratch that. That was Connor Roway last second. Now buzzer beater shot for Brent Gray. No good. Half court. And that one will wrap up the third quarter. Pendleton Heights still leads commandingly 62-28. As we enter the fourth, you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for the 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 260-417-5802 or at lwatson@smcse.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here, officially underway with fourth quarter conference action. Pendleton Heights 5-12 against Yorktown, also 5-12. Baker has it now, top of the key, dishes to Gray. Gray guarded closely by a Yorktown defender, Connor Roway. Gray will kick it to Hannaford, back to Gray in the right corner. Hannaford to Singh. Singh, Sims. Sims to Baker. Baker guarded closely by Roway. Baker will feed it to Gray. Gray crashes the board. Rebound, Singh. No good. Foul's going to be called. We'll see who they award it to. Absolutely crashed the board for guard like Brant Gray. It's pretty rare. We'll go on Gray. Charge foul. That call can go either way. Here's Tremel, guarded by Weaver. Kicks it for Barnes, top of the key. Barnes, guarded closely by Sam Baker. Barnes, guarded by Singh, kicks it out. Three-point range for Roway. Roway, big three, good. Now, Yorktown's slowly been clawing back, but it really feels like it's too little too late. I mean, the score is 62-34. This is a big deficit. Here's Gray. Hands it to Baker. Baker to Weaver. Baker takes it back now. Back pedaling, guarded closely by Roway. Baker inside. Going to be encroached. The ball will be stolen from him up the other direction. Here's Yorktown, not looking to move the pace by any means. Here's Manor. Manor underneath the Barnes. Barnes spins away from Singh. Singh gets the board. Good. Said good like there was a bucket made. Singh just wiped it off the glass cleanly. Here's Weaver to Gray. Gray in the corner wants to drive inside. Multiple defenders in front of him will kick it back out to the perimeter. Hannaford. Hannaford to Weaver. Weaver wants to go inside. Kicks it out to Gray. Gray, three-point range. Lets it fly off the board outside of the bounds. Interference. Jeffrey, I really don't know what that thing's called. Whatever holds up the goal, I've never had to say it this much in a game in my life.
Yeah, that strife is just getting in the way of a lot of plays tonight. It's caused some dead balls, some possession changes for both teams.
I know this is like an earlier broadcast for you. I've seen that maybe two times ever. Going into tonight, two times ever. We've seen it three tonight. Absolutely wild. Here's Yorktown moving this direction on the scoring end. Foul's going to be called. Tremel had the ball. Look for Barnes. Ball tipped in the air. The foul will be on James Hughes, the center for Pendleton Heights. Just checked into the game. Second foul of the quarter for Pendleton Heights. Up 62-34, 5 minutes remain in the fourth. Here's Tremel inside to Barnes. Barnes guarded closely by Gustin. Sorry, scratch that, Hughes. Hughes gonna switch off defenders. That'll leave it open. Connor Roway. Roway, big three, top of the key. Multiple fouls gonna be called. That's a 4-point play for Connor Roway. He'll try a shot at the line. Big error from Pendleton Heights.
Yorktown's been getting those threes to fall in these third and fourth quarters. It just kind of feels like too little too late for them, but crazy things happen in the game of basketball, so who knows what might happen.
Yeah, let's hold our tongue with that so far. You know, we can't really call it too early. There's 4 minutes, 42 seconds left. But at one point, this thing looked very distant, and now slowly they're catching up. It's the three ball. Connor Roway has been pretty electric from three. Now off the inbound, they'll lob it up for Jabin Barnes. Barnes will try to crash the board, guarded closely by Hughes. Hughes is going to get the foul call. He looks absolutely disgruntled, hates that call. Hughes' second foul, hasn't been in the game long, has two awarded to him. Hand on his forehead, just doesn't like that call, feel like it could go the other way. Bold play to inbound and as a lob straight to Barnes to hopefully get a bucket.
I like that play design. You know, go be aggressive. You're down, just go try to get it.
Yeah, it could be useful later down the line. It works here. Maybe they try it against another opponent down the line. Here's Weaver. Four-point play good for Roway. Weaver trying to find wide Elijah. Foul is going to be called. Clock still winding. That'll be on Tremel, the sophomore guard. Pendleton Heights still leads 62-38, 4 minutes, 12 seconds and counting. Here's Weaver, top of the key, dishes to Hannaford, right side. Hannaford kicks it back out. He'll give it to Wyatt Elijah this time. Elijah pretty deep, guarded closely by Manor. Elijah will kick it to Weaver. Weaver slowly hands it off to Baker. Baker feeds it inside to Elijah. Elijah, 2-point try, good. Elijah, nice mid-range jump shot there. Now inside, here's Manor. Guarded closely by Baker. Nice hook shot from Manor. Will score two. Back and forth action now as few look to get to their feet now. Here's Elijah. Guarded closely by Manor. He'll kick it to Baker. Baker on the left wing. Guarded closely by Roway. He'll hand it off to Hannaford. Hannaford underneath to Hughes. Hughes, top of the key, will fall to the ground. Hughes, the tallest player on this varsity basketball roster.
Top foul number 41, Jim Barnes, is third. Team foul number two for Yorktown.
Second foul of the quarter for Yorktown. This one will be on Jabin Barnes, his third of the game. Got to keep an eye on him. 3 minutes left to play. Now, air off the inbound. Yorktown's going to take it their direction now. Big three, Evan Manor, just off the mark. Ricocheted out. Foul's going to be called. Foul's going to be on Ethan Hannaford. His first foul of the game. That'll put them into bonus. That'll send Barnes to the line, and Pendleton Heights hasn't had a ton of success when the other team's in the bonus. You can't help but just look at the scoreboard and kind of hold your tongue a little bit. This game's a little too close, but there is 2 minutes left. I don't know.
Pendleton Heights has only scored 2 points in this fourth quarter. Yorktown's been clawing back with these 3 points. They're getting to the line, and that's really causing the score to even out.
Here's Barnes. Good, 2 for 2. 22 points, I believe, surrounds these two teams with 2 minutes, 34 seconds left to play. Can't help but think if Yorktown can take it back a few more times, they might have a good shot at this one now. Pendleton looks to hold it. Here's Baker, guarded closely by Roway. Can't hold on to it. He'll recover. Looking inside for Hughes. Stolen away by Jabin Barnes. Off the fast break, moving the other direction. Barnes crashes the boards. Two defenders fall to the ground. We'll see what the call is. Fouls on the board. We'll see if it's a charge or it'll be on Pendleton Heights. It looks like They'll award it to Jabin Barnes, and yep, that's a charge foul. Just crashed the board a little too aggressive.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate for Yorktown. They really wanted to get out, get those points, get the lead, you know, within 20, so they can get a, create a momentum shift here.
I don't hate that call at all. Take your biggest guy, crash the board. Hope you get a call. If you do, that's three potential points right there, and you know, just try to battle back as much as you can, but that one doesn't go their way. Here's Baker, guarded closely by Roway. Baker frees a lane to the basket, angling from the right side. Good for two, and one, Sam Baker.
Wow, only the second shot made in this fourth quarter for Pendleton Heights. I mean, they're just trying to get that lead out to where Yorktown can't reach it.
And a foul's going to be on Sam Baker. That's a charge. No and one. Wipes off his two. A lot of fouls getting called late here. 1:08 left to play in the fourth quarter. This is kind of the point where it starts to reinforce that Pendleton Heights might have run away with it. Here's Roway. Takes a deep three. No good. Rebound wide. Elijah moving the other way. Coast to coast. Hannaford crashes the board. Good for two. Elijah to Hannaford. Good. 47 seconds and moving. Here's Tremel. Takes a two. Jump shot pretty deep. No good. Rebound. Hughes kicks it to Weaver. 37 seconds and counting. Here's Weaver. Trying to shake off Tremel on the right wing. Kicks it to Baker. Baker guarded by Roway. Trying to get any open looks he can. Uses Hughes' screen, and they're just holding the ball now, kicking it around the perimeter. Maybe looking for a last second three here. 15, 13, 12, 11. Baker, top of the key, guarded by Barnes. Pendleton Heights is going to win this one here at home, and what a win for them. They needed it here. Both teams sat at 5-12. Only conference game that either team hadn't lost all season, and Pendleton Heights will win it here.
Pendleton Heights taking advantage very early. They got out to that massive lead in the first quarter, and they just kind of stuck with that all game and finished it out with a win here, 66-42.
Well, with that, that will wrap up our play-by-play action. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Final score here from Pendleton Heights High School. Arabians 66, Tigers 42. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to FEG@yourlifeafterwork.com.
As student athletes, we've learned a thing or two about work ethic.
That's because we have a lot to balance between being students and being athletes.
Engaging in class and in practice.
Studying our textbooks and our opponents.
Strengthening our minds and our bodies. I'm Jake Timman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School.
And I'm McKenna Cruz from Greenwood High School. As students and as athletes, we work hard to manage our time effectively, to maintain our grades and our eligibility, and to prepare for tests on and off the field.
We can't do any of it without putting in the work every single day.
High school sports instill a strong work ethic because being a student and being an athlete demands excellence in both.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nardi. Join us by being a champion of high school sports and support our student athletes by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is working hard in the classroom. This is working hard on the playing field. This is your IHSAA.
The biggest game of the season is your next game. It's one possession at a time. You know, every game's a big game.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School, Joe Buck Court. Hope you're all having a great evening. Pendleton Heights gets their first win in a long time. The last time they won Look to be the start of January. They played a lot of games. Of course, the tournament started in January, and their last win was versus Franklin. They played six games since then, and the first time they've got a win since then was tonight against Conference Yorktown.
That conference win is just what they needed. It takes them up above Yorktown now in the conference standings. And, you know, Yorktown kind of extended towards the end. They were looking. They outscored Pendleton Heights in the third and fourth quarters. But, you know, but that first quarter for Pendleton Heights, outscoring them 28-2 was just really where it all lies.
Yeah, I mean, the first two quarters, Pendleton Heights first put up 28, in the second quarter they put up 18. They've never started that hot this season. That is the most by far at halftime. Pendleton Heights looked electric. The three ball worked at the half. Cooper Sims was 4-for-5 so far this game. He shot 5-for-7, 47% from the arc for Pendleton Heights. That is great. I'm sure Coach Buck will come up here and say how happy he is with that. A few of these games this season, I've talked to Coach Buck after, and he said, you know, it just really wasn't our night from behind the arc, and tonight was that night. Tonight was the night they battled back. Cooper Sims, electric from three. Evan Mazingo, 2-for-4. Things were clicking on offense that haven't clicked this season, and that shows you this team is slowly improving game by game.
In this game, Cooper Sims was kind of showing all the Arabian fans that he's back and ready to battle. He had 23 points in this one, which, I mean, like, he averages 18.4 on this season, so that's an improvement from his points per game. And he just came out here swinging with the three ball, driving into the paint, getting those fouls called. He just did an amazing job in this one.
Yeah, it was almost a statement. I mean, he's out for so long, and he just wants to get back into play is what it looked like to me. I mean, instantly came back, hit, I think, 8 or 9 points, like, pretty instantly out of the break in the first quarter, and you could just see the smile on his face. Yorktown called 2 quick timeouts because they couldn't guard him. He was absolutely electric from three, and when he goes off, that's when Evan Mazingo starts to click. Ashawn Singh had a great game, a lot of boards for him, I believe 5, and, you know, when one thing clicks for this offense, other things start to, and things start to fall into place, and you see how well-developed this team is. When you play teams like Anderson, Wapahani, Newpow, etc., you know, you're going to start to get better, and we're finally seeing that success for Pendleton Heights.
They're really going to new, no pun intended, heights, and kind of going up there, swinging against Yorktown. In their next one, they play Missinua there in Gas City. So they're just going to look to expand on what they've built here in this game.
Yeah, it is pretty tough for Pendleton Heights as they have 3 straight road games ahead of them. The first one at Mississinawa, then to Whiteland, and then to Newcastle. Now, Newcastle, another conference opponent. But you look at the next schedule, Mississinawa 8-7. They're almost 500. After that, Whiteland 7-10, Newcastle 8-9. These are winnable games. I'm not saying a team has to be close to 500 or below for Pendleton Heights to win, but they've played against some giants in 16-3, Garin Catholic, 15-1, Anderson. You get the idea. You look at the records straight, and you know these are winnable games. A lot of them are pretty far away. You got to keep that in mind. These are road games. This team's going to get tired, but this is preparing them for the future, the playoffs of this team, and they're starting to shape into what we expected going into this season.
They lost those games where they didn't have Cooper Sims, and now they're back in it. He had a huge game, you know, as you know, today, and he's going to look to expand on what he's done here. And, you know, they have these non-conference games coming up. They only have one conference game left to try to propel themselves further in the standings in the Hoosier Heritage. But, you know, it's just those conference games are where you go to get just those, you know, against those familiar opponents that you keep playing year by year and seeing how you can improve.
Now, for the Arabians, they spread the ball around pretty well. Cooper Sims led the team with 23 points after him. Evan Mazingo with 14. And then they had multiple scores with 6. Hayden Fox, Joe Estes, and Ashawn Singh. You don't see that too often where the ball is very well spread for Pendleton Heights. Jeffrey, could you read me off the top 3 leading scores for the Yorktown Tigers?
Yeah, Connor Rawray had 9 points in this game. Ryan Burkholder, who was kind of going after it all game for Yorktown, he had 8. And then the top scorer for Yorktown, Jabin Barnes, he shot 2-for-7 from the field. Most of his points came from free throws. He was 6-for-8. And, you know, getting to the line was one of the things Yorktown was able to do towards the end of the game, trying to even it out.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have the height advantage, which Pendleton Heights is used to, it's been that way all season. Jaben Barnes, I believe, 6'2", 6'1", around that range. He's a very tall dude, and he knows how to play his position a lot of times. You saw him crash the board, I don't know, one time late. He just threw himself at the board, almost had an and one. And, you know, they played that player well. They've gone against some tall guys this whole season. And, you know, they've been undersized and not the favorite many times. But now they've started to learn that matchup. They've seen Jaben Barnes many times. I remember that name from the last time we played the Tigers. I called that game in Yorktown with Lucas. And he was a name we said a lot. He's a very active player, and he's very good. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, me and Jeffrey are going to crown the ASN player of the game. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Get ready to tune in to the most exciting part of your day. It's the Arabian Stampede.
Here for the next 2 hours, so make sure to stay tuned.
Join Reagan Butler, Kellen Bowers, and Brooklyn Schuyler Tuesday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m., where the fun never stops and the vibes are always high.
This whole hour is going to be super fun, super hype, of course.
This is setting the tone right here
for
how
100%.
How goofy this hour is.
Only on 91.7 WEEM.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for the 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 260-417-5802 or at lwatson@smcse.com. 91.7 WEEM.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting alongside the head coach of the Arabians basketball team, Coach Buck. Now, you guys just played a great game, beat a conference opponent in Yorktown. You started off hot, 28 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. Were you expecting that hot start, and where did it come from?
Well, you know, I've told you in the past, it sure helps when the ball goes in the basket, and our players came out red hot, as you said, shot extremely well. It was great to see Cooper get back to playing, and the way he started, extremely hot. I think he made his first three threes, and we were off to the races. Everybody kind of fed off of that. I thought that he, you know, it was a game time decision on him whether he was going to be able to go. He's been in and out of practice. Chris gave us the go ahead, our trainer, to go ahead and play him, and he got off to a great start and had 23 points in just 15 minutes of play. So real happy with his play tonight.
Now, expanding on Cooper Sims, of course, he's out for an extended period of time. Was there a fire in him that he was real excited to get back? I mean, it seemed like it. I believe he hit maybe the first eight for Pendleton Heights, and, you know, Yorktown called a timeout. There was a big smile on his face.
Well, I mean, Cooper's a competitor, and obviously that it has killed him that he's not been able to play. But, yes, I mean, he was eager to get back in. He was hoping to be able to get back in each week that he's been out, but just wasn't able to. And like I said, this week in practice, he'd have a good day, and then he'd be sore the next. Never did complete over a half of a practice. We tried to save him. Chris has done a great job, our trainer with him. He's been going for therapy as well. So glad to have him back. He's not 100%, but, yes, he felt very good about what he was able to do tonight, and especially the way he shot it. And, you know, that shows, like we said, the injuries are a part of the game, but we knew that was a big loss for us. We felt like that if we had had him, we could possibly have won four out of our last five basketball games. But, that, like I said, that's basketball. Also thought that Hayden Fox had an outstanding evening tonight. I thought that Hayden played well. When you get a lead like that, It's hard to get your players to continue to execute on offense and not just make it a one-on-one show. I thought we did a little bit of that in the second quarter, but for the most part, our players stuck to our offense and our scheme. But Hayden really executed in that second half what little he did play. He had 6 points for the night, had 4 total rebounds, and dished out 7 assists. Very unselfish on his part, particularly in a game like this. And he only played 17 minutes as well. Joe Estes, on limited time, he had 16 minutes, had 6 points, 6 boards, had some nice plays, screen and roll in the second half, in particular between him and Hayden, was very good basketball. Evan Mazingo, another player that only played about half the game, played 15 minutes. Evan had 14 points and hit the boards for us again as well, and played another one of his great defensive efforts as well.
One final question here for you, Coach. In the first quarter, you guys only allowed 1 shot, 2 points. Where did that come from? Your defense really worked in the first quarter, and I don't think we've seen a quarter like that from them all season.
Well, you know, I thought our defense was aggressive, yes. But getting off to a start like we did and shooting the ball as well as we did, that energizes your team. That gets your team fired up, and they carried that over to the defensive end. But as we'll go back and look at the films, Yorktown had some open looks where they executed their offense as well, and they just didn't make the shots. And I've talked to you, in all fairness to the game and fairness to Yorktown, we've had games like that where teams have come out really hot, made everything that they shot, and we've struggled to get it in the basket. And then you dig yourselves a hole, and that's what happened to Yorktown tonight. I'll give our defense some of that credit, but you know, our kids needed this win to be able to have a game like this and to be able to play all 11 of the kids that dressed. That's good for your team morale. I praised our kids all through this, that they've kept a positive attitude. They've continued to work hard and practice and to be as positive as possible. And then to have them be rewarded the way they played tonight, I'm extremely happy for them and very proud of them as well. Another player I want to mention was Deshaun. You know, Sean only played 14 minutes, but he had 5 big boards, 6 points, and 5 big boards. I thought that he was very aggressive on the boards. And Sean finished much better tonight around the rim where he struggled a little bit. I thought he had some nice takes and nice finishes around the rim.
Well, that'll about wrap it up for me. Thanks for joining me, Coach, and we'll see you next time at Mississinawa.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so we're going to keep talking through here, Jeffrey. So we got to crown our ASN player of the game, who that is, what Arabian played the best tonight, and I think it could be no one else other than Cooper Sims.
Yeah, it has to be with those 23 points, that insane three-point shooting from the beginning, just what he's been able to do in this game, getting back to playing, and it's just been huge for this Arabian team.
And that'll about wrap it up for us here. Thank you guys for tuning in, whether you tuned in for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole broadcast. We appreciate it all. We couldn't do any of this without you. We're going to have the next few broadcasts are pretty crazy. Next up Friday, we have Anderson girls basketball round 2 of sectionals. That one will be out at Mount Vernon. We will play Anderson. The 7:15 is the pregame show on here on 91.7 WEM. The tip-off will be at 7:30. So if you can't make it out to Mount Vernon, we're here. We got our live sports broadcast Saturday. Hey, assuming Pendleton Heights wins, we will call that game. It'll be Pendleton Heights versus the winner of Mount Vernon and Richmond. Assuming Pendleton Heights wins versus Anderson, that one will be on Saturday, 7:30 tip-off, 7:15 pregame show right here on the Arabian Sports Network. But that's going to about wrap it up. Alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I'm Zion Palmieri. Thank you to our listeners and all our sponsors that contributed and helped this broadcast happen. We couldn't do any of this without you. And then finally, thank you to Lana Johnson, the board op, and Mr. Watson back in the studio for making this whole thing run smooth. That'll about wrap it up. Have a great Thursday evening. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of your donors and underwriters who helped make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.